News every 15 minutes, weather every 10, and sports twice an hour.
News Talk KGVO, AM 1290 and 98.3 FM.
You're listening to Montana Morning with Peter Christian.
A fatal accident just off Interstate 90 near Clinton. Good morning, everyone. Montana Morning for Wednesday, September 13th, 2017. Right now, we do have an air quality alert unhealthy for sensitive groups in Missoula and could become very unhealthy or even hazardous for Lolo, Florence, Arley, and Seeley Lake as the day progresses. There's also a red flag warning this afternoon into this evening for strong winds. That's tough news for firefighters. 54 degrees in Missoula right now. Our newscast sponsored by the Missoula Building Industry Association Parade of Homes, coming up 15th through the 17th. Get more information on buildmissoula.com. NBC Montana is reporting that one person was killed in a one-vehicle accident near Clinton on Moccasin Ridge Road early this morning. Highway Patrol Trooper Wade Palmer provided these details.
A vehicle was backing down a Forest Service Road, referred to as Moccasin Ridge Road. The driver, who's suspected to be under the influence of alcohol or drugs, backed over the edge of a steep embankment with a passenger in the vehicle. The vehicle tumbled down the steep mountainside.
Palmer said two individuals were in the vehicle and that one was taken to St. Patrick Hospital in unknown condition.
One occupant was taken to St. Patrick Hospital and the other occupant's condition is unknown at this time. The crash is still under investigation.
Palmer would not confirm the fatality, but referred the matter to the Missoula County Coroner's Office. Major changes were announced yesterday on the evacuation status of homes near two major fires in Missoula. County Sheriff Public Information Officer Brenda Bassett has more.
We've had a few great days in terms of being able to lift both warnings and orders. So the Lolo Peak Fire, we had evacuation warnings lifted on Highway 12 between Bear Creek and Graves Creek, so that was great news. That was about 13 homes. Just to let folks know, though, Elk Meadows Road and Lolo Peak Road are still closed for fire activity, but there's no residences past those roadblocks, so that's the good news.
Evacuation orders on the Rice Ridge Fire changed radically this week. In fact, as of today, have all been canceled.
On the Rice Ridge Fire, we had evacuation orders lifted. It's technically Powell County, but they were able to lift that Zone 5 order and just put those folks into a warning, which is great news. They can return home, and now we have most of those folks back on their property, which is great for the people who are displaced.
Bassett said firefighters, deputies, and basically everyone facing the fires are hoping that rain, possibly even snow up high this week, will finally bring an end to the summer wildfire season. On Monday, the Department of Public Health and Human Services revealed thousands of children in Montana may be experiencing some form of neglect or abuse. Economic Security Services Branch Manager Shannon McDonald explains.
As of August of this year, the number of children in the state in foster care is 3,822 compared to 3,610 at the same time last year. The number of reports to central intake of suspected abuse and neglect year to date is 13,343. Those reports resulted in 6,854 CPS investigations.
McDonald said over half of the children in the system were there due to some form of drug abuse.
As of July of this year, 66.5% of open placements involved drugs. By far the highest percentage involved methamphetamine, followed by much smaller numbers in marijuana, alcohol, and prescription drugs. In an effort to remediate this enormous problem, we are working on a number of strategies both within the Child and Family Services Division and with other partners.
It was also reported that 8 children involved with Child and Family Services died this year. McDonald said none of those children who died were in out-of-home care at the time. Last school year, Missoula students in grades 3 through 8 took the Smarter Balance test, which is designed to see if students are proficient in basic math and English skills at their grade level. Only 50% of students tested proficient in English and just 41% in math in Missoula, nearly identical to last year. MCPS Superintendent Mark Thain explains.
We would hope to see, of course, progress in terms of advancing the number of students who test as proficient or advanced. And if you look at, for example, grade 3 through 8 proficiency in English language arts literacy. Our scores across the board have improved from last year. And also, our scores across the board are better than the state averages.
Missoula's average scores are better, with 52% proficient in math, 61% in English. However, So big disparities. Missoula's best school in both categories, Cold Springs, where over 70% of students made the grade. On the other end of the spectrum, Franklin Elementary, where just 1 in 3 achieved proficiency in either subject. Payne explained that disparity.
I do think socioeconomic factors come into play. Some students may have exposure to things outside of school that others haven't that might impact their test results. I also think you look at sample size. One school is twice the size of another. So again, a few students here and there affect percentages dramatically.
For area middle schools, Washington got the highest scores, but still only 54% achieving proficiency in math. The lowest ranking middle school, Meadow Hill, less than 40% proficient in either math or English. The Missoula City Fire Department responded to a structure fire late Monday afternoon at 2307 Gilbert Avenue up in the Rattlesnake. Assistant Chief Jeff Brandt described what fire crews found when they arrived.
We arrived on scene. Our initially was our battalion chief and some police officers and found fire coming from the front and the side of the structure. They were able to try to mitigate some of that with a garden hose, and then as our other apparatuses rolled in, they were able to extinguish the fire.
Brandt said there was no one home at the time, but there were several pets in the residence.
The two people that lived there were busy working, but there were multiple pets throughout the house, a few dogs, some lizards, some birds. We were unable to resuscitate a couple of the dogs. We tried, but too much smoke and heat inside the house. We did save the lizards and some birds.
The fire department passed along this safety message. Every year, the Missoula City Fire Department responds to numerous structure fires. The misuse of extension cords or electrical power strips are very hazardous. When too much of a load is placed on improper electrical cords, they'll fail and may cause a fire. Finally, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke is directing all land managers and park superintendents to be more aggressive in cutting down small trees and underbrush to prevent wildfires. In a memo released yesterday, Zinke said the Trump administration will take a new approach and work proactively to prevent fires, through aggressive and scientific fuels reduction management, end quote, to save lives, homes, and wildlife habitat. Our news talk time now is 6:12.
News Talk, KGVO.
Missoula's official weather station.
Mostly sunny skies with high temperatures in the upper 70s. Winds will be breezy with wind gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of showers. Overnight lows in the 40s. I'm meteorologist Brooke Foster for Missoula's KECI 13.